Wake up with Rocket and Teresa.
All right. Here we go. Thanks. Okay. Get out of here.
Good luck. Bye.
It's Rocket and Teresa. It is the show after the show. We're waiting for Steve Serrano to get out of her office because he's interrupting.
For the door. Wait for it. He's about to slam.
He's smashing his fingers. Oh, I forgot his coffee. I'm so glad you're drinking that Dunkin' Donuts. Tell them Teresa sent you. And all right. This is fun. We're actually in our office today. It's very dark. If you don't know anything about Rocket, he doesn't like light. He turns off all the lights. He shuts the blinds.
He makes Alexa play ambient music like thunderstorms, you name it. And here we are, 50% asleep, but we're still going to do this podcast.
Would you feel better if we held you like a baby or wrapped you in a blanket like a cocoon?
I don't know. Alexa's talking to me.
Is she talking to you? I don't hear her.
Why would you bring her up with you?
Where is she?
Right behind you.
I can barely hear it. Can you tell her to be louder?
Alexa, turn it up.
It's a little bit louder.
Turn it up again. I swear, this thing hates me.
She's so sassy.
Hey, Alexa, tell us a joke.
Jimmy Fallon wants to tell a joke. Let's give him a shot.
What did the horse say to the scarecrow? Hey.
That was super lame, Alexa.
Is that it? Or
I think we need to break up with her, Rocket.
Stop.
So I brought you guys into this therapist room for some advice today. I don't know if the two of you noticed during the show, but I was not in sync.
Oh, we definitely noticed.
With the room.
Yeah, we really noticed.
So
how could you not notice?
People in Canada noticed.
You have to explain.
Okay, so we had a concert announcement today. Steve Aoki is coming to the Power and Light District with us. It's a Coors Light block party. It's going to be amazing.
It's
going to
be lit. Ooh.
Teresa goes, I'm afraid I'll say Steve Aoki wrong. Tara, make the concert announcement. But
actually, that part's not true. I just said, hey, I'm super awesome. I do it all the time.
Yes.
Perfectly. But Tara, why don't you make the announcement?
Okay, she's changing some details. But anyway, so it came to it, and I thought she was joking when she told me to make the announcement. So we just kept playing Steve Aoki, and nobody was saying anything.
And at one point, I even gave a hint, and I was like, this is Tara's favorite. And I kept looking at her, and I think Rocket looked at her a few times, and we kept pausing, and then I finally just did the announcement.
Okay, so fast forward a couple hours later, and we are doing a conversation with the audience. People are calling in to interact with us. And normally, I join you for the start of the convo, run out, grab a few calls.
Right.
Today, Teresa was signaling me with her thumb behind her, like, go take the calls.
And you'd already told your part of the conversation.
Right. Go take the calls. And I'm just looking at her like, why is she signaling? Yeah. Nobody can see her. This is radio.
And
she's
like pointing
so silly
to the other room. And Rocket is, see, you don't understand. Rocket gets in little fits and you can't see him. And he's over there like pointing to the phones and he's like, I'm going to get the damn phones
Trust
are
me,
going
I know.
Off. And you can't see that, but I can see it. And so then I start really like vigorously like pointing, like, get in the other room. And finally, I just had to say on the air, hey, Tara, the phones are lit up. Why don't you go answer them?
So I guess my hope for you guys and for me is that tomorrow I step back into the circle of trust and we're back on the same page.
I don't know. It's going to take a while for you to earn that trust back, seeing as how you just told all of America I couldn't pronounce Steve Aoki. So,
yeah. Brian with a while be here for a few days.
Yeah. I love him, though.
We're breaking
so that's
that news
fair
to you now.
If there's anybody else, I'd be brokenhearted, but Brian with a Y, totally cool.
Okay, you heard that, America. Tara said she is completely fine being replaced.
No, he said a few
by
days.
By Brian with a Y.
He didn't say replaced.
No, I feel like she said I'm completely fine with being replaced by Brian with a Y.
I did not say the word replaced. I'm out of here, guys. See ya.
What are you guys doing today? What do you have on the agenda?
I'm resting. I haven't, you know, ever since Sunday, I caught like some kind of bug. And I got like really ill, like, that's a bit gross, vomiting and stuff.
Oh, that's I mean, way
like,
TMI.
Like I couldn't breathe and I've just been sleeping and achy. And today, like my knee hurts. I just want to relax
Can
today.
I tell you, I'm achy today too. And it is an ache that I would normally get, not to give too TMI, but like, you know, that time of the month where your whole body's just achy. But it's not that time. So why am I achy today?
I saw that on Facebook. There was a post that was going viral about the weather climate and the way that the weather is changing and the pressure. And people ask, do you just feel tired and achy?
Yeah, but are your ovaries supposed to hurt when it's not that time?
Okay, I was going to say I'm achy as well. And I thought it was just from moving yesterday. But my ovaries are okay. I am concerned about yours.
But I'm aching, like, I'm aching in the middle. Like, my legs are a little bit achy, but that could just be these shoes. They have no support. I feel like I was getting a blood clot this morning in my chair. I just feel bleh, but not, like, sick or anything. I just feel, you know, when you've been walking all day and you've been on your legs all day? That's how I feel.
I think the whole day today felt real kind of blah.
That's kind of rude about my very special morning show called The Rocket and Teresa Show. You just mean emotionally, right?
No, it just meant me feeling a
little
blah.
Emotionally blah.
But I think I am going to sit home and, like, watch Netflix. You gave me a couple of examples. I wrote down.
They're not on Netflix. You've got to go watch the show. It's on Showtime, which I know you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it is called Black Monday. And it's a series that's based in the 80s about the worst day ever, you know, the biggest Wall Street crash. But it's great. It's Don Cheadle and Andrew Reynolds. And it has so many 80s references. It is ridiculous. I love it. And you have to watch it. It's a series. You should be able to watch, I think, like, at least 7 episodes right now.
Really?
Yeah, because you have to wait week to week because it's currently on Showtime.
Right.
But you should be able to catch up and watch a few. And then Billions just came back, so you have a new episode waiting for you.
Is that only like one episode a week? They don't have the whole season up yet?
Yeah, no, they come every Sunday. But you have one Billions episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the one we're watching on Hulu?
Shrill.
I started to say Skrills. Like it's in Skrillex.
Skrillex.
Yeah, that's A.D. Bryant from Saturday Night Live.
That, okay, to me, I thought that was supposed to be funny, and it's not as funny to me, but it is so relatable. Everything she says is like, yep, yep, been there.
I don't know if Rocket would relate to that one as much, because it is definitely about a woman.
Female
and
woman.
How she feels, how men treat you, how, like, when you get pushed around in a relationship, and about, like, struggles with your weight and your body image. I don't know if Rocket would like that one or not.
I need to circle back 25 seconds, because we were talking about how I'm out of the circle today. You just said about a female, and I corrected you and said a female woman. That's where I'm at.
What is going on with you today?
I have no idea. Seriously.
Is it your time of the month?
Maybe. Maybe it needs to be. Maybe we need to clear some things out.
Because I get really flighty. I really do. And there's some days where I can't explain it. There's just days where I am, like, dropping my cell phone, and I can't pick up the shoes, or I'm stumbling into things.
That is my day.
Everything is going wrong. I'm running late, and there's no rhyme or reason. I'm just having a day.
And I'm blessed. It's not, like, big things going wrong,
right.
But it's, like, these stupid little, you're signaling me to leave the room, and I'm just in la-la land.
Maybe I'm getting, it's rubbing off on me, because I kind of feel the same thing.
Well, didn't you say last week you had a ghost, and then you were afraid maybe you rubbed it off on Dave? Well, that sounds super inappropriate.
Whoa.
Maybe you passed on the ghost to Dave-O, our afternoon guy, because he broke a shower door. And
yeah.
Maybe Rocket got the ghost, and he's sick.
Rocket, how do you feel with the ghost?
I'm fine.
I have a feeling the ghost is a sassy lady, so is she bringing you a little love?
We've already had this. We've had a psychic actually come in the room.
Rocket has a ghost in this building.
Yeah, she was a dancer.
yeah, she was.
Back in the day.
Making it rain.
Like back in the, you know, the 1800s
oh,
or
the
something
saloon
like that. Yeah, the
thing.
Saloon girl.
Like a can-can girl.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's still basically the same thing. That was the 1800s version of a stripper.
I love it, Rocket.
But she likes Rocket. She has an infatuation with him.
So my week last week was his fault. It originated with his 19 or 1700s.
18, I don't know.
Again,
old
I'm out of the circle.
Stripper.
I'm going to go to bed.
How has she moved anything lately? Because all she's mischievous. That's what the psychic said, that she moves his keys and she just kind of hides things. Nothing lately?
No, although yesterday, but I tell you this, it kind of freaked me out a little bit. So I went to leave the building.
Your ambient noise sounds are freaking me out in the background. Every now and then I just hear the hint of an ocean.
So I came to work yesterday and I remember I just walked in. I was okay. But then I went to leave and my car wasn't there. On a different level.
Ghost moved your car?
I'm like, it really freaked me out. So apparently when I walked in, I don't remember going in a certain way. So I'm walking outside, hitting my panic button. Like, where in the hell is my car?
So you parked in a different place yesterday?
Yes, apparently.
That's really off. If you don't understand, Rocket is incredibly
OCD.
That's
my point.
He parks in the same parking spot every day. I'm always here before him, but I know better than to park in his spot. Not that it's, you know, like he would be upset and he's entitled, but because I know it's going to throw off his day. He's so OCD. If I parked in his spot, everything would be messed up. He wouldn't be able to function. How could you park in the wrong spot?
I don't know. And I kept thinking about this all day yesterday going, did they jack with me? I really thought
Who?
That I leave my keys out on the...
God?
Well, he said he was kind of sick yesterday.
I
Maybe
was.
You were so sick. Did you park on a completely different level?
Yes.
Rocket,
how does that happen?
I don't know.
Were you drunk?
No.
I don't understand how you can park in the wrong place.
That's very, very out of character for you.
Oh, my God.
Did anything else go weird yesterday? Did you do anything else?
Mm-mm. I stayed home. It was just one of those weird off-the-wall days.
I know this doesn't sound like a big deal, but for Rocket, it really is.
It's a huge deal.
For him
deal.
To not only not park in his spot, but to park on a completely different level.
And then I thought I walked in the normal way that I do, and I'm like, the door handle was kind of gone. It was, I thought it was broken, and I'm like...
The door handle was gone.
Yeah. The one where you turn, and I'm like, what is going on?
The one where you turn. I assume because it's a door handle, you would turn
Have you
it.
Had another concussion?
No.
This sounds like episodes of blackouts.
Are you blacking out? Are you pregnant?
No.
You know, when you're pregnant, you get pregnancy brain. That's a real thing.
Maybe that's my problem.
Oh. Tara!
Wouldn't that be exciting and fun?
Would it be? Would it be exciting, or would you panic a little bit?
It would scare the hell out of me,
I mean,
Teresa.
You're married. You have a great husband and a house and everything, so it's not the end of the world, but it's just not quite the timing that you would prefer.
It would scare me because my lease on my townhouse goes through May 31st, right. And I have to start making mortgage payments this month. So I've got double payments for a couple months here.
Well, it's not like you'd have to pay for the baby next month.
That's true. That's true. I don't got to pay for anything.
I mean, it would be a while. So yeah. would you still be upset about it, or would you be excited?
I would just be in shock. Do you ever really feel ready for a baby?
I think you do if you're planning it. If you're like, all right, this is it. We're going to do it. We're trying. Then you're ready.
Jim was planned.
Although, yeah, both my boys were incredibly planned. Like, they're 3 months and 3 years apart. I wanted them to be 3 years. But I feel that even though you plan it, there does come a time in your pregnancy, maybe a little later on, where you're like, oh, no, what did we do? We have to raise a tiny human.
You know what scares me is financially raising a child. I'm not pregnant, by the way, before I say all this.
Well, we don't know. You're acting really
We don't know
today.
For sure. Financially, obviously. But also just... You can never go anywhere again smoothly. There is somebody's life that you are literally responsible for. They can't do things for themselves. Just that going through my brain makes me so nervous.
It's so funny you say that, because yesterday I was watching a marathon of The Dog Whisperer, which I love that show. And there was a young couple that just had a baby, and they were trying to get out, and they were saying
they were yelling at the baby going, psst.
No. They had a dog, and they were trying to get, they go, we have not been able to go do anything. We may even go to the grocery store. When you have a kid, you don't realize you are at home 24/7.
Seriously, and I'm not, I want to have a child so badly. I want babies so bad, but just that thought of the first few months where it's like, I literally, my life is so different just forever for the rest of my life. It's
you're
crazy.
You're blessed though, because you have all of your family is here.
Yes.
And you know that you're going to have, you know, the grandparents are going to step in and help you. For me, when my first son was born, we had nobody here. And we really only knew one or two people that we would even almost consider trusting as a babysitter. That was really hard because I didn't know where to go. I remember one time Rocket and I had to actually do a radio thing, and his daughter just sat in the van with my kid, because I'm like, I don't know where to babysit.
What do we do with these
kids? Like, she wasn't quite old enough to have them home alone. And so we were like, well, here, we'll bring Jen and they'll just sit in the minivan and watch movies while we do our event. Because it was an outside event. We were just right there. But it's like, I had no options.
Okay, I got to tell you, my in-laws have only been grandparents for a couple of years, but I'm so much younger than my sisters. My parents have been raising grandbabies for all the years, and I feel like by the time I have kids, they're going to be like, we're tired. We can't do this. Take care of them yourself.
They might be. I mean, obviously, they're going to help you, but it as they get older, my parents were kind of like that, because my brother is 8 years older. I have two brothers. One lives farther away. The one that was close to me, he is 8 years older. So he was already married and having kids. I mean, when I was still in high school. So by the time my kids came along, his kids were teenagers, and it was kind of all new for my mom. And I remember we went to California, and she watched them while we went to go visit my husband's brother, like an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
And she called. She's like, this is so hard. Christian's just in a mood, and he won't stop crying. And by the time we got home, she goes, I'm going to bed.
But is it fair for the – we've had this conversation on the air before with our listeners. Is it fair for the kids who had the kids – leave them with the grandparents? Grandparents have done their job.
But they love the kids.
It's babysitting. Yeah. And I think as a grandparent, you know what it was like to be a new parent, and you know they need a break. It's important that we babysit. And my mom really loves to bond with my kids.
Yeah.
She goes to everything. She loves to be with them and do stuff with them.
I think if I was a grandparent, I'd want so bad to spend time with my grandkids. I don't think that's mean.
Yeah.
You don't drop them off for 24 years or something.
Yeah. Like, I hope that I can be here to help someday.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to, you don't want to lock yourself into something, but I have such an amazing schedule because we go to work so early. And someday if my kids say, hey, mom, we could really use your help maybe picking the kids up from school, I'm excited that I can do that. Or if they say, hey, we can't get off work and they're having a school party, yes, I'll be there. You know, I'm excited to do that.
Did it ever make you think about what a single mom goes through?
Oh, I know what a single mom goes through. My mom was a single mom and she didn't get to go to any of my school stuff because she worked 3 jobs. And it was just like, now when I was little and my parents were still married, she was always the lady that was in the lunch line and she would volunteer at the ice cream window and she did everything. But by the time I got to middle school, I don't remember ever a parent teacher night coming to.
Same.
I didn't do a lot of functions because I wasn't really in a lot of activities in school, but I don't just, you know, the nights where the parents have to go for a meeting or whatever. Although I also feel that our school didn't have a lot of stuff back then. Nowadays, I feel like there's a parent meeting at least once a month.
Right.
And we didn't have all that back in my day.
No, we didn't. I don't think we had anything like that. I don't remember my parents coming to anything at the school ever.
Did they go to your soccer games?
My mom did.
Even the high school ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Other than that, they just did. I grew up in a family where your dad worked all the time.
Right.
Almost 7 days a week.
It was normal for the dad not to be there. He was expected to be at work and just not show up to your stuff.
Right. Mom didn't work. Yeah. And it was just one of those things. You can't go to every kid's thing.
How was when you were growing up, Tara, because you're younger than us, were you, first of all, did you have a lot of activities? Were you involved in things that your parents would attend?
I was in a normal amount of activities. Let's see. I feel like they were so supportive. It was mostly my mom if it was during the day things because my dad was at work.
Like school parties.
Right. But then he would always come in if she couldn't. I felt very supported when I was little, for sure.
Have you gone home to inspect the baby book yet? We've given you an assignment and you seem to be avoiding it.
Okay. So the thing is, the baby book that Lynn Logan made for me, very cute, very thorough. The only thing I don't want to do is look at my older sister's baby books, because what if it's cuter and more thorough?
That was the assignment we gave you because you are the third and last child. And we talked about how the very, and it's same with me, the very first baby book, it is filled. I mean, overly done. Too many photos of the actual birth. And then you have to go on with, okay, there's a whole year that comes after that. And you being the third child, is it as good as the other baby books?
Can I be honest with you? Last time I looked at my baby book, though, I was a little scarred. Let me tell you why. I was about 2 or 3. I got chicken pox, and my mom took pictures of it for my baby book.
Uh-oh.
I was out on the back deck naked. And I'm like, Mom, whoa, I did not sign up for this. What if Dusty, the next door neighbor, had looked over at me? I would have been so humiliated.
Do you really have a next door neighbor named Dusty?
I used to.
Because that kind of sounds like a child predator name.
It really does.
No, he was
so sweet.
I thought
maybe that was a hypothetical.
No, he was a sweet elderly man that lived next to me growing up.
What if Dusty the child predator is in my baby book? Can they see my naked chicken pox?
This is crazy.
No, Dusty was the sweetest. No. He was amazing.
That was very specific, though. What if Dusty comes over and looks at my...
He was the next door
You're like a little kid of 3. Who the hell remembers Dusty's name at the age of 3?
Because I love Dusty. Can I tell you how weird I was when I was little?
Oh, we know.
We also had an older
and
woman.
I like how you said when I was little.
Yeah, I'm totally normal now. We also had an older woman across the street named Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
Marcy was my best friend when I was little, and I would go sit on her porch and talk to her for hours. And in hindsight, what was wrong with me? Why wasn't I playing with other children? I was just hanging with Marcy so much.
You were just talkative and friendly. Did you have other kids that were your age? I didn't have kids my age in my neighborhood.
Marcy, too, scarred me for life, just like the baby book, though.
What did she do?
Because one day we were chatting, and she caught a lightning bug, pulled off the light-up part of its butt, and stuck it to her finger, and goes, look, it's a light-up ring. And I was like, Marcy, no!
She just killed that bug right in front of you.
Traumatizing. Have you ever seen anybody do that?
I've killed bugs before.
Oh, it's messed up to pull off the butt.
Pretty sure I killed one of those little indoor ladybugs this morning in my house. And I love ladybugs, but there's ladybugs and there's those weird indoor ones that I'm talking, you know what I'm talking about?
For
I don't
sure.
think those are actually ladybugs, but they look like ladybugs.
They're demons.
Yeah, and it was on my shower and I said, nope. And I squished it and I put it. In all fairness, it didn't try and get away. It may have just been dead.
It was ready.
Because I got close to it with the tissue and I gave it a chance. Like, if you're going to escape, you got to do it now. And it never moved. So I went,
maybe it was just ready to go. You know, it had lived a long ladybug life.
I feel like that. Going back to childhood real fast. So you did have lots of friends that were your age.
Yep.
I did not. So I used to have to find ways to entertain myself. My favorite thing was playing Foursquare with nobody, just the garage door.
Okay,
I'd play handball with the garage door.
Sad.
I played tetherball all by myself. And sometimes I would be both people. I would like hit it and then I would hop to the other side and be a different person and I would hit it back. And then do you remember, think about Sesame Street. You know how every now and then they would have like this little vignette where it'd be a little kid on a farm and, you know, they're yeah. they're like narrating and they're showing a little video and the kid's like, you know, on the farm we do this. And I would like walk around the backyard and I would narrate.
Oh, no.
Like as if I was in a video on Sesame Street.
Wow. Rocket. All three of us
when
are messed up.
When you think about it, I was super creative.
Yeah, you really
I mean,
were.
It showed that I was going to be in this type of a business. But yeah, I would just walk around the backyard and I would just talk out loud as if I was narrating a video that was going to be on Sesame Street.
I think we three were meant to come together for a reason.
Probably.
Because we're all total freaks of nature.
Probably. Wow. We should probably just go home and have a drink and go
yeah,
to sleep.
I think so.
Let's wrap this thing up for today.
All right. That's your show after the show for today. Have a great one, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
God bless. Hey, I'm next. You're after me.
Are we doing the regular closeout?
No. I thought it would be nice, but you messed it up. So whatever.
Way to go.
Again, bye.
Wake up with Rocket and Teresa.